Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We slide from our high school coverage, and I mean, this is going to be a marquee event, and everybody knows it's going to be tremendous, to a program on the West Coast, University of South Florida, a team that we follow. We go to all their camps, and we go to all their 7-on-7s. Big news. Big news as camp opened up. Matt Baker from the Tampa Bay Times covers USF. And Matt, thanks so much for checking in with us. And is he there? Matt,
hey,
you there?
Thanks for having me on, Larry. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Not a problem. I was going to say you were faced with some really different information this week when the starting quarterback from last year, Timmy McClain, decided to enter the transfer portal. And now Jerry Bohannon, a transfer from Baylor, will step into the role. How's everybody taking that news? That's pretty close to the season.
Yeah, so it was an interesting decision. I expected it. Look, USF obviously was not very good last year. And I don't think Timmy McClain at quarterback was the biggest issue, although he played like a young, inexperienced freshman last year. So he's got a lot of potential and he's flashed at times, but he's also played like a freshman and made freshman mistakes. So I thought when USF brought Gary Bohannon in from Baylor, that was pretty telling. I don't think they needed a quarterback, but certainly getting some veteran leadership there and experience, and worst case scenario, he's the guy or worst case scenario, he's not the guy and he's still a veteran leader in the room. Best case scenario, he's the starter for a bit and elevates the play. And that's what happened. What's interesting to me is how this quarterback competition played out differently than ones in the past under Jeff Scott. So Jeff Scott's a Clemson guy, but he was at Clemson. Worked for Dabo, was there when they had Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence. And how he had approached the previous couple of quarterback battles was he wanted the battle to go during non-conference season as well. So basically four games during the lead up to the regular season. And then at the end of that, he wanted to know, this is my quarterback. It worked with Clemson with Deshaun Watson. It worked with Clemson with Trevor Lawrence. So you could see where it was coming from. And he did that in the first couple of years, and I don't think it worked particularly well. But this year with the quarterbacks, he knew that both of them he felt like he could win with. And just with how much they return, he wanted a starter coming out of the scrimmage over the weekend to know this is the guy. That way the first team offense can know this is the guy we're going to work with, get him all the first team reps, get that kind of chemistry gelling and what have you. And that way the rest of the locker room knows too, okay, this is our quarterback. He's our guy. We're going to rally behind him. So that's why it was kind of decided when it was as opposed to later. And, I think Bohannon's a very capable quarterback.
Yeah, no doubt. Matt, you take a look at the opening game against BYU. Not an easy game by any stretch. And certainly this program, as you mentioned, had a tough year last year. But I saw a lot of improvement. I came during the off season and watched them practice a little bit. Then I came during the summer and was over there for a couple of the camps and had a chance to talk to the coaching staff and Coach Scott. who's optimistic, who has some talent, have a few transfers, but they've recruited very well. Talk about what you've seen, you know, in the brief period so far this summer.
Yeah, I definitely think they're better. You know, just kind of look from year one was dreadful. Year two was not very good, the 2-10. However, they were competitive in a lot of those games. You know, look at UCF down to the final possession. You look at Tulsa went down to the final possession. BYU, at BYU last year, USF, you know, struggled early and only lost by a score, where they came on pretty strong late. I don't know that I ever felt that USF was going to win, but to only lose by a score at a tough BYU team shows some progress. And again, we're talking baby steps here at a program that realistically is another year or two away from getting anywhere close to where they want to be. What's interesting to me about the BYU game, Larry, is this is when the Bulls are really, really focused on. Yeah, it's week one, everyone's focused, but here's what I mean. They did not broadcast their spring game. You know, it wasn't on ESPN or ESPN Plus or any local TV or local, you know, the website, none of that stuff. The reason why is because they've got a new defensive coordinator in Bob Shoup, Trickett, the new offensive coordinator. So there's going to be some new wrinkles at USF. They don't want BYU to know any of that stuff. So they thought, rather than give our fans something to see and something to cheer about in April, we want to keep everything as hidden as possible so that BYU is trying to figure this stuff out in week one rather than in April and May. And that tells me that, look, they think they can win. They think they can beat those guys or at least hang with them. And the potential, you know, BYU's top 25, you know, 25th in the country, and the poll that came out today, I've got them 25th on my ballot. If they have a legit chance to hang with them and maybe even upset them in week one, that's a huge, 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 huge proof of concept victory for Jeff Scott and the staff. That's why they're kind of putting a lot into that game, a lot more than usual even. Yeah.
No, I mean, I know they're excited about that opening game as they're speaking with Matt Baker, Tampa Bay Times. The one thing, too, and I was asked this over the weekend by some people, how much longer are the fans going to tolerate average play? Because they're investing a lot. Right now they're, what, three-quarters finished with the indoor facility. The plans have been kind of set for the new stadium on campus to the north of where, you know, where that. So they're putting, the school is putting a lot of money into the program. Is there a time frame? How much improvement has to happen this year? I'm a big Jeff Scott fan, and he and his dad, followed them for a long time. His dad was a great coach at FSU, and he's helped his son quite a bit here. But is there a timetable? Because there is a good fan base, and they've been loyal, throughout. Is this year one of those years that somebody says, hey, you know, they got to get to a certain amount of wins or it's a disappointment?
Yeah, certainly. I think they should be pushing for bowl eligibility. I don't know that they're going to get there, but you look at how much they bring back, something like 17 starters. You bring in a transfer quarterback in Gary Bohannon, who's experienced and has played at a high level. And the AAC is, you know, there's some really good teams in there, Cincinnati, Houston, UCF, at kind of a notch below that. But it's not a loaded schedule either, necessarily, in the conference. Right. So you look at that, you could see USF in a bowl. And I don't think it's a huge disappointment if they don't get there. But that is a realistic expectation. But I want to go back to something you said just a second ago. This is absolutely it's a very big year for the program as a whole. Like you said, the indoor practice facility that's been in the works for a long time, going back to the Charlie Strong era. It's going to happen. I mean, it is happening. It should open sometime this fall, probably mid-October, somewhere in there. The on-campus stadium that's been talked about I've only lived here 11 years, and it seems like it's been talked about every single one of them. Going back 40, 50 years, they've talked about a football stadium. And it's in the process now where on September 6th, I think it is a board of trustees meeting that's probably when it's going to get happen. That's probably when it's going to get approved, and then it's a matter of how much and when and all that stuff. So I think the fear for USF fans is that, let's say they agree to spend, I'm going to throw out a number, $350 on a stadium, okay? And this is something that's been happening in the process for a long time. Finally going to spend $350 million on a program, on a team that's not very good, and a program where the conference is going to be FAU, North Texas, Charlotte, East Carolina. What are we spending that money for? That's kind of the worst case scenario. But the best case scenario here is USF makes some steps, takes some steps forward this year, which is certainly possible. Next year maybe is their kind of breakthrough year in the AAC without the Houston and Cincy Houston, Cincy, UCF. Maybe they can take a step forward and really kind of show, all right, this program can be a really good Group of Five team again. But I think they're probably a year away from that.
Okay. Well, that's fair. Jeff, I know that they're going to people want to talk to you and find out what's going on at USF. Please give everybody the website, also your social media contacts.
Of course. We're at TampaBay.com. We've got, I cover the Bulls a decent amount, and we've got my colleagues who are kind of do a tag team on that as well, but I'm all over the state. I was up in Gainesville today covering the Gators. Was it in Jacksonville last week covering Florida State? And I get around. I'm on Twitter at MBakerTBTimes. MBakerTBTimes. You can see all the miles I put on my car.
Good stuff. Matt, thanks so much for dropping in. We'll talk to you soon, hopefully with continuing good news.
You got it. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. Matt Baker. Covers USF, covers everybody, but we have a lot of USF fans down here, so obviously it's really, really important that they start doing better, especially because the conference is not, as he said, it's not gonna be anywhere near where they've just left. We use technology every day. It helps us get things done faster, and now it can help you buy a used car. Shop for your next vehicle at AutoNation.com. You'll see thousands of one-price pre-owned vehicles online right now. All your favorite makes and models, Ford, Chevys, Hondas, Toyotas, and more. Even luxury vehicles. All quality inspected, all priced to sell with no hassle. Plus, AutoNation wants to buy your car, even if you don't buy one from them. They're paying top dollar right now. Get paid on the spot and deposit it the same day. Go to AutoNation store nearest you or AutoNation.com. It's just that easy. What drives you drives us at AutoNation. And also, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com. That's UHealthSportsMedicine.com. Great sponsors that will carry our program throughout the entire football season.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.